It's back to the campaign trail today for Republican Senator Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren after they clashed again on the debate stage last night. It was their second face-off. It took place at UMass Lowell, co-sponsored by the Boston Herald and moderated by NBC's David Gregory. More from WBUR's Fred Tice, who was there.
It was an hour of parrying, of jabs, of humor, and testiness. In their first debate, Scott Brown attacked out of the gate, and Elizabeth Warren held her own. This second debate began as the last, with 9 minutes about Elizabeth Warren's American Indian heritage. But she moved on and demonstrated humor. For instance, when moderator David Gregory asked her if it troubles her that Massachusetts has never elected a woman to the Senate.
Well, right now I'm trying to do something about that.
Warren learned to needle Brown and to do it with a light touch. For instance, when Brown said he'd released a list of his law clients.
I haven't seen a list of Senator Brown's clients. All I know was that Senator Brown said at a press conference last week that somehow over the last 25 years, while he's been out there working in the public interest and representing people here in Massachusetts, that he also was representing banks and mortgage companies, but I haven't seen a list of those clients, and I didn't realize that it had been made public. Is that right, that there's a public list now of all the clients that Senator Brown had and the work he did for them?
Professor, with all due respect, the only person that's required to provide a list is you, when you actually have to provide it on a yearly basis to Harvard. And when asked if there was in fact a list, you said, no, there's no list. Well, we find out that there is in fact a list, and apparently she's released it tonight. I made it very clear last week. People know that I am a real estate attorney. I have an office in my home. I represent a couple of small cooperative banks.
Brown has not released a list of his clients. Just before the debate, Warren did release a list of 13 cases on which she worked from 1995 to 2009. Brown came back to a line of questioning he used in the first debate. He brought up Warren's representation of Travelers Insurance in a case where Warren was seeking to establish a trust fund for victims of asbestos contamination.
And if I had the chance, I would do it again.
You obviously don't.
Because
you're obviously
it's
not
the right thing to do.
David, with all due respect, Travelers Insurance Company is not going to pay $250,000 to Professor Warren to be a hired gun to work for the victim. So that's laughable. Let's get that right out. The victims
This was insurance company versus insurance company. Two insurance companies were fighting in the United States Supreme Court. If one of them won, then the asbestos victims would have a chance to get another $500 million in payments,
and there would be a device to pay them over time.
Warren returned to a line of indictment she used in the first debate against Brown's voting record in the Senate. She presented it as one of repeatedly voting against initiatives she argues would have created jobs or helped the unemployed.
These were rejection by both Democrats and Republicans, Professor. If you're going to comment on my record, I would at least have you refer to it.
Excuse me,
I'm not a student in your classroom. Please let me respond, okay? Thank you. With regard to the jobs, they were rejected in a bipartisan manner.
To show how bipartisan he is, Brown made a surprising announcement when asked if he would vote for Republican leader Mitch McConnell to lead the Senate. Brown said he's undecided. But as in their first debate, Warren seemed the more comfortable, the more poised, the more confident. Two formidable candidates locked in a tight race, and two more debates to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.